St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer, Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
A little shout out to Veronica, a listener who last week was chiming in via email. It would have been a perfect addition as we were talking about humility, humiliations. Pope Francis was telling us you can't grow in humility without humiliations. And I wish I had received Veronica's email during the show, but just saw it afterwards. Simple email. She just said, "The litany of humility. Don't forget about that." And it's true. I don't know if you're aware of the litany of humility. It's a beautiful. You know what a litany is? It's a succession of invocations. There are many litanies of the saints. The Litany of Loreto that is about our, that has invocations to our Blessed Mother, the Litany of Saint Joseph. Lots of litanies. We love our litanies as Catholics, and we love the titles of our saints because they remind us of how great they are, how amazing their action is in the Church, right? So we have this this great affection for litanies. The Litany of Humility is one that's quite unique, quite different. Commonly attributed to a cardinal from the 19th century into the 20th century, Cardinal Secretary of State Mary Dalval. But was it actually him that composed it? We're not exactly sure. You can read some different sources trying to pinpoint who has actually composed it. C.S. Lewis attributed it to Cardinal Mary Dalval in 1948. But there's we don't have any clear evidence that he was the one that actually composed it, which is kind of appropriate when you think about it, that somebody who composed a litany of humility wouldn't get credit for it. You know, it's a little humbling. You don't get that pride of getting to, which the person has long passed and now is not really concerned about whether they get credit for the litany of humility or not. But the interesting thing of the litany of humility is it's an invocation to Jesus, or I'm sorry, it's a litany directed to Jesus, but not per se invoking his wonderful titles that we have for Jesus, but instead it's a litany of intercessions, of prayer requests. So it says, "Lord Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. I wish I could I think we have time before the end. I'll pray it for you in its entirety before we finish up the segment here. See if I can time that correctly for you, just so that you and I can grow in humility a little bit. But I think the wonderful thing about it is it identifies all the sources of pride that affect us, right? In order to grow in humility, we have to be waging war against the pride that seems to confront us at every step. And it manifests itself in such a surprising, subtle ways. And so the Litany of Humility is a way that we can confront those areas of pride, of weakness, of self-centeredness. And then at the end, it's these invocations about how we can truly be a source of grace for others or a witness to the Lord. Let me just share it with you here. "Lord Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. Amen. It's beautiful, isn't it? Do you see what I mean by the first, I don't know, 8 or 10 invocations are from a desire of being extolled, esteemed, preferred to others, that desire, that inordinate desire that we have in our lives to be compared to others or to find our value in comparison to others. And then the next set of invocations are all about fear, all about the way that fear drives us to not be humble. So we're afraid of being humiliated, and so we avoid any occasion that might lead to that. We're afraid of being ridiculed, and so we put up a shell or pretend that others can't hurt us, right? But the ending ones are the ones that to me are really powerful and stick with me, especially that last one, which almost sounds like you wouldn't want to say it, that others may become holier than I, comma, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Now that's a prayer for you. You become as holy as you should, and let others grow in even greater holiness than you, because who are we? Poor, humble, simple instruments of the Lord. Who am I but simply God's cooperator, his hand servant, right? The one that's there out there to try and help him in whatever way I can. And that's what humility is all about, right? Not pretending that I'm anything less than a beloved child of God, but certainly not pretending that I deserve to be acknowledged or receive anything more than simply to follow the Lord with my whole heart. I hope you'll stick with me. I have to take a short time out, but still much more coming up here on St. Joseph's Workshop. I'll be back right after this.